Is this really a big deal? I mean, beyond everything else.
Gosh, you know, I got to tell you, you know, anytime this company, Google, comes out with something, it does seem to really shake up whichever industry it seems to be targeting at the time. And this one seems to be the mobile phone space. So, I mean, it is a big deal, but there's still so much speculation. So I really like to temper a lot of this enthusiasm that we're seeing online about this hope and this expectation about this Google phone. I mean, if you think about a couple of years ago, we already had a thing called the Google phone. It was really launched on the T-Mobile service, and it was called the G1. I have it right here in my hand, and it ran the first Google Android operating system. So calling something a Google phone again, to me, sounds just like overhype again, but they have some different details that have been leaked that may be why people are getting really excited and jazzed about this thing.
Well, for instance...
Well, for example, they've been talking about going direct to consumers, selling a phone from Google directly to the consumer. You would go, I assume you would go to a website, order your phone directly from Google, and you would be bypassing going the traditional purchasing route, which is to go through a carrier. And in this instance, they're talking about making it a GSM phone, which means a few carriers offer that type of frequency or that type of communications technology. So the consumer would ultimately have a choice and not be stuck to be married to any particular service provider.